Silver. You're tuned in to Malice Cooper. Release that shit, man. No, really. Release it. Just release it. Let it go. It's Monday. You all ready for your week? No, really. Are you ready for your week? That's what I want to know. Because it's here. It's started. It's Monday. And you know what that means. On Mondays. What stuff happens on Mondays? Good stuff, bad stuff, anything can happen. It's Monday. Your wallet could fall out of your pants and into the toilet. No, this has happened to me on a Monday. Don't even go there. I ran over the garbage can and everything that Monday. Got locked in a parkade. Not even kidding. Not even kidding. All I know is in 2 minutes, Chris Deadman, he's going to call me. And we're going to freak out. Do a lot of scary talk. About scary stuff. Or maybe it's not that scary. I don't even know. See, it could be almost anything. We don't know what we're going to talk. I know that he's friends with Doug Carnahan. We're probably going to talk about Doug a little bit. And other than that, it's going to be about investigating paranormal. I want to know what Chris is bringing to the table. Everybody's been so awesome so far for the paranormal interviews. I'm blown away. Like, seriously. Seriously blown. Blown. They've blown my mind. They've just been so awesome. Hopefully in the future, we're going to go on, well, sort of on some investigations with them. And that's going to be really cool. Karen and Sandman, we're going to get to go on a few investigations along with them. It's going to be great. I know my shows are only 2 hours long. They're probably going to take over on Tuesdays with those, I'm thinking. See, because I don't really have a plan. I never have a plan. Nothing ever goes as planned. Look, it's like top of the hour. Chris, you can call. Like now. Or any time, really. Because everything's all set, ready to go. I'm just waiting. That's what I do. Baffling you all with bullshit. Because I don't even know what I'm saying, to be totally honest. I'm just kicking back. Gonna have a nice conversation, talk about paranormal stuff. Hopefully he's got, who knows, maybe some EVPs. That's always awesome. I think those are just awesome. They freak me out most of the time. You know, hair on the back of my neck will stand up every once in a while. It depends. Depends on the voice, you know. But I usually end up getting feelings afterwards, so it's kind of, every paranormal investigator brings me something new, so I'm really looking forward to talking to Chris. I hope he's phoning. I don't know where he's calling from, though. If he's on an investigation already, he's going to be totally thinking of that, I would imagine. But I'm not even sure, because I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be here a minute ago. But see, now it's going on even longer than that. See, now it's 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago. I'm trying to talk like VM way too fast. I should slow it down quite a bit. Well, I don't want to go into the next section yet, because it's a dance section. I figured I'd do it after the interview, you know, just for the hell of it, because I do weird things like that. I'm just weird like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool. I don't know, would I get charged for that commercial? I don't know. Anyway, Chris, man, you can call me. Like now. How about now? No? What to do, what to do when you live in a zoo? Live in a zoo. See, I'm doing it again. VM, stop me. Seriously. You never answered my question. Is that shop you work in there where you blow glass? Is that Chong's? You never ever told me. You avoided it like the plague. I just want to know. Inquiring minds, man. What do I have to have you on my show, VM, to actually get the truth out of you? Does that have to happen? Well, you're going to have to wait till June now, because Barb just booked me solid through May. So, you're going to have to wait, VM. I'm just bugging him, because I can. It's my job. I'm a DJ, damn it. I don't know where Rage's goddess is. She's around somewhere. I think, well, Sparrow's probably tuned in. I don't know whether she caught her song or not. Trouble Radio, what's going on over there? How y'all doing? I know WFLM's jumping. They're going, when's that interview gonna fall? Come on, call. I know they're doing that. I want them to call just as bad as you do, believe me, because I'm ready to play the Malice interview with Chris Deadman. So that it says that. But I can't play that until he phones. See? And that's what's up next. Screwing up totally everything else. It's Monday, man. I mean, anything could happen on a Monday. Like, right before the show. See? Like it says in my bumper. Maybe he had to poop. No, really. It causes bowel movements. I can't control this stuff. It's not my fault. It comes along with the nightmares. That's why the warning's there at the beginning. You know, just in case you have any of those situations. It can cause heart attacks. All kinds of things, man. I had to give you a warning because I never know. I don't know what's going to happen. How am I going to know? You know? See, you don't even know. I don't know. You don't know. Does anybody know? Is there anybody out there that knows? See, nobody knows. I mean, Chris, for right now, for all I know, he's stuck to a ceiling. Serious. He's investigating paranormal situations. He could have fallen through the floor. And do I know? No. See, I don't know. Anything could have happened. And I don't even know what to say. Because, I mean, he could be getting scratched or bitten. These entities, you know, they can be dangerous. These ghost investigators, I mean, paranormal investigators, because we can't really call them ghosts. We're not sure, you know, really what they are till it can be scientifically proven. It's like some stuff, you know what? I don't think science can actually, I don't think we're going to get anything that they're going to deem completely 100% scientific. Because is it a cell phone? Is it somebody talking outside? You're picking up a frequency of the internet from something else, somewhere else?
Tinfoil on your head.
Tinfoil on my head?
It'll stop it.
Really? For everything?
Sure.
You're not sure. You're just trying to make me look like a dunce. See?
I don't have to make you look like anything.
Oh my goodness. No, I don't know what's going on.
as usual.
Yeah, as usual. Well, no, it's also Monday.
Yeah.
I know, Bree.
Yeah, what comes after Monday?
Tuesday. Oh, and Tuesdays are hell. Tuesdays are almost as bad as
Mondays. The next three
Mondays.
Days on our calendar?
Yeah.
Are WTF.
What?
Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. WTF.
WTF?
WTF. What the fuck? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. WTF.
Oh. I see. Yeah, because...
What the fuck? There, I said it. What the fuck?
Oh. We're getting vocals here.
No, that's just me being loud.
Just you being
I
loud.
I can't help it. My normal voice sounds melodic and angelic.
Oh. Yes. Angelic. Oh my Lord.
See the sunshine coming in my ass?
I'm sweating.
See the sunshine coming in my ass?
Yes, I saw the sunshine. There it was. It was glorious sunshine out of his ass.
Out his
ass.
On my ass.
Oh Lord, I'm starting to cry.
I got a headache.
I know, and you're yelling and drinking Red Bull. Look, it's giving you wings.
I've always had wings.
Now he's got wings.
I'm like a paladin on World.
Make the wing sound. The wing sound. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Brianna's telling me I need help.
You need help.
She says, take you to the therapist.
The rapist?
Oh, lordy.
Oh, lordy. Oh, lordy. Oh, lord. Oh, lordy.
Lord Thunder and Jeebus.
Lord Thunder and Jesus.
I said Jeebus.
I didn't.
I know.
Oh, lordy.
I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to say.
Well,
I could just laugh for the next half hour and let Rick talk in the background. Nobody's going to care, right?
He's saying, oh, cares about me?
Oh, no. They care about you. That's why they keep adding you on Facebook.
Why did they want to do that for?
Because?
Stupid.
No. They're your fans. Yeah. They're your fans, Rick. You have fans.
1455, the Jews left Spain.
Really?
Yeah, I guess they heard there was a sale down in Walmart.
Hey, what?
1494?
Yeah.
Columbus discovers Jamaica, man.
What? Cool.
I didn't know Columbus was a fucking Rastafari.
Neither did I.
Yes, he is.
Go figure. Jamaica.
What else happened today?
I don't know. Tell me.
That's really about it.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff written there. How come none of it's...
said the Jews left...
Yeah.
Spain?
Yeah.
They left Spain in 1455.
Yeah.
Oh, 1455, the King of Portugal took in these Jewish Spanish refugees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they left and then got to... taken in by
Joio II, the Perfect, King of Portugal. Boy, he's got a fucking ego, huh? He calls himself the Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Perfect.
He took them in.
And he was perfect.
That's what he says.
Well,
oh Lord,
that's...
it's hard to be humble.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
I know.
Well,
I'm waiting. I know.
Francis Bacon was accused of bribery.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm not, actually. Let's try to find something a little
more current. Okay, how about that?
Sure.
What's more current? Hurry up.
Hurry up.
No, we got half an hour. You could look for half an hour if you wanted to.
The U.S. space probe Clementine was launched.
Oh, really?
1994.
1994? What happened to it?
Oh, my darling. darling Clementine. Colombian cocaine.
No less.
Yeah, it's a Peruvian marching dust.
Yes. And?
It was seized in Florida.
Huh?
And it's probably, you know, 4,000 keys? That's probably the biggest...
Biggest hit?
Biggest bust in history at that time, I wouldn't say.
Probably. Yeah. What year was that?
That was in, hold on,
1988. See, that was a bad year if you were on cocaine, because you didn't get yours. So, what else? Come on, what else?
I'm looking.
I know. You're just looking for the really good stuff, though.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Today in history. I sounded like Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit's
dink. Oh. Well, him and Miss Piggy and all. Yeah. Kermit the Frog here. I'm not Kermit. I'm just kidding.
You wanna know
who died?
Today.
Who?
Let's find out.
Okay. Oh.
Richard Scarry died this day in 1994.
Of?
Death.
See what he does to me? Oh my god.
1999, yep. Christine Jorgensen.
Yes.
I wonder if it's in relation to Marie Jorgensen.
I don't know.
Well, it's the world's first transsexual. They died at age 62.
See, let that be a warning to you.
Keep your cock and balls.
Yeah. It could kill you.
It just leads to wrong things.
Well, and it could kill you. I mean, if she died, that kind of...
Oh, no!
It's kind of a warning. Yes.
Ward Cleaver.
Yes.
The character Hugh Beaumont.
Yes.
He died at 73.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, he couldn't go upstairs to smack any beaver anymore.
Well, holy crap.
Les Harvey, he was a rocker.
Yes.
He died today.
Oh, that's terrible.
72.
Well, that's a crying shame.
Harvey is.
Me either.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's someone. He didn't send me music, though, so.
He's dead, that's why, honey.
Well, his people didn't send me his music either. Well, if it was recorded, I'd play it.
Born today.
Okay, who?
People.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's people born today. Kind of makes sense. Probably 1 or 2 or 8 billion.
Ron Hextall, Winnipeg goalie!
Oh! Happy birthday, Ron! Same year as me.
Yeah. You were born in 74, remember?
No, it wasn't.
Shut up. remember the song Tainted Love?
I was born in 94. What?
Love?
Yes.
Yes. Tainted Love.
Oh.
Tainted,
Tainted
the
Love.
The from Tainted Love, or sorry, Soft Cell.
Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. Yep.
Anyways, he was born today in 1959.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Who else? Well, you're taking such a long time, man.
Because I'm searching, man. I'm looking.
I don't know what happened to Chris. I'm assuming he's stuck to a wall.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
Peter Staples.
Peter Staples.
Who wrote a song called Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Yes. Doo-doo,
doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo.
1944.
Really?
Yep.
44.
44.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go figure. Happy birthday! Peter Staples.
Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols!
Oh! Alright. Steve Jones.
55.
God save the queen! Okay. Alright. Anyway. Cool. Happy birthday! I don't know if there's anybody on my IMs that's birthday has a birthday today.
It doesn't matter because you're not famous.
Well, I guess. That could be true, too.
And,
wouldn't be in there. You know what? My birthday should be in there. Damn it.
Hey, man,
what?
1928.
His?
Jump back, go kiss myself, get in the hot tub! James Brown.
James Brown. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Jump back into one time! Two times! Wow, I feel good!
You guys weren't expecting this at all, were you? I wasn't expecting it either. So, we're even.
Always expect the unexpected.
Around here, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they want to hear music.
That's about all that happened today.
Well, I'm thinking they want to hear music.
I'm thinking
so,
spin some music.
Gonna spin some music. This is a down section. Get it started off with the...
I'm going to take off my clothes then, and dance around naked.
All right.
Things in ways they shouldn't be flipped.
The usual. Disciples of Grace. It's a Canadian song. It's called A. I'm not even kidding. You'll see.